Today's 01-01-02.
We're talking about Achsonoi.
Yeah, they probably held that that's their home, so they automatically age with their fathers. Okay, so the Achsonoi, this is his home enough to be Machayev him in their Chanukah. But he's not a member of this household to be yoytu with the Balabais and Sadlok automatically. So Achsonoi came a big another babay. So he doesn't have anyone lighting to him in his permanent home. So he has to light here, his temporary home. But he's not part of the Balabais' household. So Tzorech Lo is Prut to the Balabais. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Bochrim, let's say they're boarders. So again, they're not really members of this household. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If he becomes a member of the household and he stays in a home, let's say Aryeh has his daughter staying in someone's home. So she's now Aryeh, where's your daughter going to be for Hanukkah? We're learning halachas. I think your daughter is a very good example of a not so pleasant case. Is she going to be home for Hanukkah?
For part of Hanukkah.
So, but she lives with someone who's home. So during when she's there, she does not have to give a proof. I would say she's there like on a permanent basis, a semi-permanent, not permanent forever. I mean, she's there on a steady basis. So she would not have to give a proof of Ner Chanukah. She's a member. That would
so
be a good example. She's not an Achsonoi. She's a member of that household. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's only if they eat in their own room that you have to give a pruta. If they're not really a member of the household. Even if you pay, that's what we talked about the other week. Even if you pay, I don't think payment makes a difference. Even if you pay, you're still a member of that household. Because we're talking about Legabe Din of Mitzvah Chanukah and their issue Beisel. And we're going with the premise, it's just easier to understand the whole Inyan if you go with the poskim that a homeless person is potter from their Chanukah. So the Mechayiv is your home. That's how Chachamim established the mitzvah. It's not like Tillin. It's almost like mezuzah. Almost like mezuzah. So even if you pay, so your father's paying for it. But this is where you're living. It's more bepoil than the payment. It's like, where's your home? It's like, well, you have to be mefarsam denais in your home. So if you're living by someone, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If the Bochrim who are learning in yeshiva, and they've joined someone's household, so they're automatically yotzei with his lighting. And you wouldn't even have to be there when he lights. That's the difference. The Achsonoi who has, no, they don't have to give a prutah. They don't have to give a prutah. But, oh, so let's say they go home for Shabbos. They go home Shabbos. So it's not the stavah. When they go home, they're automatically a member of their own household, even if they're just visiting for a couple of days. No, a bacher is in yeshiva for 6 months, and he's living in the dorm, or he's living by a household. That doesn't matter. And he goes home for Shabbos Chanukah. So you're saying the Sfardishah kids wouldn't even like yeshiva. They'd say they're yotze with their father because they live at home. I'm assuming it's not poshut by me. They're living in yeshiva for 5 months. This is their home. They're not home. But when they go home for Shabbos Chanukah, then I agree they re-enter their household. They don't have to give their father a pruta to be mishtatef in the Ner Chanukah. They re-enter the household. You know, I tell you something. When I was a kid, so my father used to make an Erev Chatzeres for the. And we lived in an apartment building. My father was the one that always took care of the box of matzahs for the apartment building. So every once in a while, you know, the matzah, it lasts for a few months, but then it gets eaten up. We didn't have it from Pesach to Pesach, which some people do. Some people put it aside, they just switch it on Pesach. So you have to be zoche for all the people who live in the apartment building. Now the din is, the makneh can't play the role of the kone also. Ein ha-makne kone. You have to go like outside the household for someone to for someone to be zocher. You can't be zocher in your thing for other people. I can't pick up my pen for you that you should be kone it. I have to give it to him so that you should be kone it. So I used to give the box of matzahs to my grandmother. My grandmother lived with us. And so, like, she didn't know halachas. She didn't. But she always, like, started yelling. She always started yelling. I dealt that with the box of matzahs. It was like a biannual, or maybe triannual ritual. Biannual means once every 2 years, no. Twice a year, three times a year ritual. I'd go there with the box of matzahs, and she'd start yelling and raising a fuss. Like she was in a very old lady. She was like in her 80s. I'm not a member of the family. What are you treating me like an outsider for? And the funny thing is, I'm sure she didn't know what the connection is. She probably just knew from Europe that you had to go outside the household for some reason, for some mystical reason. If you were given the cover to picking up the matzahs, it meant you're not a member of this household. And she would yell and carry on, and I'd have to go to someone else's house. So I'm trying to think. She got a social security checks. I'm trying to think. I guess she gave it to my father? I don't know. But that wasn't the point. The point is she lived there. Why don't you get a special one to say Mani Ruth on it? You're not allowed?
I could have had a printer.
Are you allowed?
Yeah.
So then you should do that.
I hope we know we'll ever see it. It's really meant for emergencies.
For emergencies for the state of Israel. It's a good slogan. I thought of a good advertising campaign. Anyway, so that's the point here. So if you eat by the balabayas, you're not an achsani if you eat by the balabayas. So this is your home. This is your home. So you're like a member of his household.
An achsani is just town if someone comes, he's passing through town.
I don't know. Or someone who eats on his... Not a member of the household. Someone who's sleeping here, this is his home enough that the fulfillment of Mitzvah Chanukah and their issue Beso has to take place here. But he's not a member of the household who's automatically included in the Balabayas' Hadlok. That's called an Achsonoi. Achsonoi is... It's enough of your house that your Ner Chanukah Chiyuv is here. Not enough of your household, you're not a member of the household to be automatically included.
When my wife goes back to her parents' house, she's not included.
No, I would have to say no. But I don't know if everybody holds, so what are we saying? Let's say your wife is going to Chicago for Hanukkah. No, so you're Motzi her. You're Motzi her because she has a permanent house and you're lighting for her.
What
is this whole house?
Okay, what if I'm not in the house, if I'm lighting in a hotel? Still, it doesn't matter. Does it make a difference?
Let's say someone goes, well, if you're lighting in a hotel, no, that doesn't matter. She's a member of your household. So wherever your house is, her house is.
Okay.
So she's yoitza there. Now let's say, I tell you, you always have the problem, let's say you go somewhere for Hanukkah, or for Shabbos Hanukkah. Let's say my married son comes to me for Shabbos Hanukkah. No, so he has to give me a proof that he's an achsonoi. He'll be a classic achsonoi. If my son in yeshiva comes home for Shabbos Chanukah,
he's automatic.
So then he doesn't have to give a proof. I mean, anyway, you know, they usually light themselves on their own menorah. But let's say we come here. Here, I have no place to light here. Like, there's no window. There's no, not, like, there's only, like, I don't know, I have to put it by the door. I have, like, it's weird. I have no place to light a menorah. So, actually, I could light it out on Dolev. I think that's what I did last year. I lit it out at home. I have a window right by the street.
Big window.
I can't light at the door. The spots are all taken. I live in, let's say, an apartment building with 20 apartments. So they're all taken already by the door. And then, you know, you have the Chazanish
people. Today they're already
no, they were taken when I moved in. Yeah. No, when I moved in, everybody had their slots. Also, Chazanish people wouldn't light there. The Chazanish person would light, actually, at the door of the house leading out into the hallway. But the Chazanish hold our Chatzeros, are not the Chatzeros of Chazal. and you can't, you should not put it on the Pesach of your chatzer leading to Rosh Hashanah, because the way we use our chatzeros is not. But I don't know. I don't think you have to go with the Chazon Ish. You have to like adapt to sheet just because he said it. We don't, you know, if you live in Bnei Brak, maybe. The Yerushalayim, you're not bound by the Chazon Ish's Chiddush. It's not like so logical either. He says we don't use our Chatzeros. Yes, we do. We use it for storage. We use it to play basketball in. Use it to park your car in. It's not just a, I don't know what he was imagining. It's just a pathway. That's what he was imagining. But I don't know. It's very rare that it's just a pathway. You usually use it. You have a swimming pool there for the kids. You have something there. You have a shed. Okay. So what are we saying here? So my son would have to be mishtatev in prita. Yeah. Okay. So the bocher that eats on his own is an achsanoi. But if he's soymech al shulchan bal habayis, he becomes a member of the household, he doesn't have to. Okay, but she'en l'avlikin al habayiso, because then he'd be yotzei with that. Yeah. So he has to give a pruta, we learned about that. L'hishtatev imo. So now look at sifkot and dalet. That's what we had trouble with last time. Hainu afilum ochel al shulchan bal habayis. So by the yeshiva bachurim, he said if he eats together he became a member of the household. Oh, that's because he's talking about the yeshiva bachurim that are there like on a semi-permanent basis. They're there for the zman. So that's why he said if he eats with him he's a member of the household. But here the achsanoi is there for 2 days. So even if he eats by the shulchan bal habayis, he doesn't become a member of the household.
Whereas your son would, even though he's there for 2 days.
The son comes home, he re-enters the household. He re-enters the household. Or even the yeshiva bachim, again, that board, and eat, and become a member of the household. But that achsanoi is there for a few days. For a week. For a month. You have to use your seichel. He's not becoming a member of this household. So even if he happens to eat with the bal habayis, even the arechu, he's only a guest. He's not a member of the household. So you have to give the pruta, or you have to be kind of the shema, and he has to hear the brachas because he has to be yotze. So he has to hear the brachas and be yotze with those brachas. Okay, now the mishpo pesach pesuach of his own, so he has to light there, but that's because of chashav, and that's even if his wife's lighting for him at home, even if he's doing the mitzvah in the prime way, that in his permanent house someone's lighting for him, he still has to light here if he has his own pesach, because even if it's the same as the pesach of the bal habayis, and the bal habayis lit ner Chanukah. But people will know that there was a guest here, and they'll think he ignored the mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Now, does that go for your wife, let's say? Also, we'll learn the Ramah about nowadays. I assume in Chicago they don't light for the outside people, they light in the house for the house people. So that's what we didn't understand. There was like a steerer here in the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we'll clarify it now. We got a little smarter since 2 days ago. So, La'atzmo. Okay, that's if he has, but if he has no Pesach, then he's just mishtatif. If he has no Pesach, wait, what was the case? If he has his own Pesach, wait, afilu hu pasuach l'ruach, even if it's open to the same place, but he still has to have his own. Right, but if he doesn't have his own Pesach, so even if he has his own room, so he can just be mishtatef with the bal habayis, or be soymech al beiso. The yesh poskin shesovrin, I'm in the Mishnah Berurah now, sifkot zayin, around the third line. V'yesh poskin shesober in the cholzeb is man ha-gemara shehoyu madlik in the pischei ha-botim of ha-chatzeros. Avach ha-idda shemadlik in b'fnim b'bayis kol orchem ha-nu afilu nosu ishe b'beis ha-madlik in ola b'bazay gam kitzok la-hatzma agbo b'chol gavnei. The meal day of Bachsanya, in Yeshlo Isha Babaisha Madlega Salaf, also the Mishnah day. And even the Shtadi Bafriti ain't a moil, because if the minig is everybody lights their own, so I don't understand these Shitas, the Yesh Poskin, they're going to look at the Ramah, look at the Ramah. The Yeshomim, the Bizman Azesh, Madlikim Bifnim Mamish, no, that's something else. So this is weird, that if you're madlik b'fnim, we say that he has to light his own. Again, what's the case? He's eating on his own. He has his own room. So if he lights b'fnim, he can't just be mishtatif b'priti, because people wonder, so what does Mogen Avram say? That it's only when he has a cheder b'fnei atzmo. He has like his own little malucha there. When are we, for some reason, there's a chashad, even though we light inside. Usually you would expect somebody to say that, if you're lighting bifnim, there's no chashad, because everyone knows he's mishtatif b'priti. Or everyone knows he has a wife at home that's lighting for him. For some reason we don't say that. We say that they won't know, and it looks like he's ignoring the mitzvahs ner Chanukah. I don't know, it's fair. Normally we say putzakir. So what are we saying? The din of achsanoi being mishtatif b'priti is when you're lighting outside. So he's part, he's mishtatif. But nowadays, that you're lighting for the inside people, so the inside people don't see him doing, they see that he's not doing the mitzvahs ner Chanukah. They see he's not doing the mitzvahs ner Chanukah. So they wonder, why not? Let's look at the Bir Halacha here. The Bir Maschol La'atzmo. Ayim Mishnevua. Mogen Avraham. V'idah she-madlikim b'fnim afilu orchim madlikim. V'davka k'sho'ochu b'cheder b'fnei atzmo. Ad kam l'shono. You have the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, the Bir Maschol La'atzmo. Ayim Mishnevua. V'kadei she-tovim b'kor divorai b'uchach ani l'hatek l'shon ha-mogen Avraham. V'zeh l'shono. The Yo'idah Shemadlikim Bifnim Afilu Orchim Madlikim. The Dafkik Sha'ochel Bechedr Bifnei Atzmo. Ad Kam Lashono. Bine Elio Rabba Hisagolov, the Shomuch Fahedia, the Machmir Machol Gavni. Even if they're not Ochel Bechedr Bifnei Atzmo. I don't understand. To me, it's like it's such a chiddush. The whole Hamtzu. The Rebbe's talking the other way. To be makil when you don't have a cheder b'fnei atzmo. To me, this whole idea of that there's a chashad is weird, because you normally don't say that. You normally say. Let's try again. B'yesh post nishul sober in the chol zeb zman ha-gemor shem l'gubit v'gubit 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 kol orchim afilu nosi shebe beisum ha-dikin ola b'vadai. Why isn't he lighting? Gam kin tzor chlad v'chlad. You mean nobody? Nobody knows who he is. He's an achsanoi. Normally you say if a guy's in the house, why should anybody know? Think of a boarder. Someone's a boarder. So, someone's a boarder. So if he lights outside, so we said it's enough of these mishtatef v'priti. The people at a household, like, they don't look and see where he lit their Chanukah. But if you're lighting inside the house, so they wonder, where is his Ner Chanukah? Maybe you could say a svara. I mean, it's not so weird anymore, I realize. He's like a stranger. Like, no one would automatically know he's married, he has a wife lighting for him. Good if they would inquire, so he would tell them, I paid, you know, I was mishtatef. So then the Mogen Avram says you only have to be machmir if he has his own room. What do you mean his own room? Everybody, people have their own room. I think it means, let's say my son-in-law comes to me for Shabbos, so he has to be mishtatef v'priti. So you're going to say, according to this, if we're madlik b'fnim, so he can't, he has to light his own menorah. So I think, no, I don't think he has a cheder b'fnei atzmo. He's sleeping in a room, but like, it's just part of the house. Like, people will get. So Mogen Avraham says you only have to be machmir if he has a cheder b'fnei atzmo.
So my wife would have.
First of all, whenever you. No, because women don't light their own anyway. I mean, they're a clown. So you don't have this. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, nowadays, even if you're. Uh-huh. Nowadays, people light their own anyway.
Like, so the answer is exactly.
I mean, there might be a chashad because they don't know the halacha. That she's yaitza with you. What's your wife's din? She's yaitza with you. Either's a chashad, they see she's not lighting. So let's say they know halachas. So let's assume she was mishtatef v'priti. I, it's the minhag to light your own, but not for women. For women, it's not a minhag to light their own. What's the pshat in the chashad? Because he's a stranger. He's only an achsanoi. So they wonder, hey, how come he's not lighting their Chanukah? Okay, so how does that translate to us? How does that translate to us? Someone comes to you, a boy comes to you for Shabbos. He spends Shabbos Chanukah or Ramat Beit Shemesh, and you put him up. Okay, so that's typical achsanoi. He has to be mishtatef v'priti. So why don't we say this then? Why don't we apply this then? Of course, we'll use the Mogen Avraham. And it's called, he doesn't have a cheder b'fnei atzmo. That's the loophole. The loophole will be the Mogen Avraham that says it only applies like a real border. Like he has his own cheder, it's locked, no one's allowed to go in. That's what it means, that's what I imagine it means. Like no one can go in, like in a hotel, you know, no one can go in without his permission.
Why does that make the chashad stronger?
That's really what the Bira Lach was about. Where the Mogen Avraham get this from? No, because I would say in Svara that if he's not, if he's not ochel b'cheder b'fnei atzmo, there's not enough of a mechayev. Because then even, I would say then he looked, other rabbit, then al tamara sayin shabo, he looks like he's a member of his household. Al pi din, he's not a member of the household, but his wife's lighting for him. There's a chashad, so you know, he doesn't have his own room, so he doesn't have his own mechayev. Or maybe he's like homeless. He doesn't have a home. This is his home, so he's like a member of the household. If he has a cheder b'fnei atzmo, so then it very clearly looks like he has an own mechayev. Mm-hmm. So people want to know, hey, how come he's not doing it? He's ignoring Mitzvah Chanukah. But if he doesn't have his house, like I'm thinking, like my son-in-law comes to me for Shabbos. So like, what's going to be the chashad? Why didn't he light his own Chanukah if he doesn't have his own house? Like, he doesn't have his own, like, why should he have to light his own Chanukah? He doesn't have his own house or anything. Hey, still turkey in a bit. The Maisa, nowadays people don't really light out Chashad. You don't hear of this being done. So what would be the case in which you would have to do it? A boarder, a boarder in her house. People take in boarders. They have their own entrance. Even if they light the snim, I mean, they have their own private entrance. They have their own key. No one can come into their room. So he has to light his own Chanukah lift. And he can't even be mishtatef v'priti with the balabayas. So ironically, it turns out like this. If the people light on the outside, so then he wouldn't have to light his own. He could just be mishtatef v'priti. I mean, he might have to light anyway if it's on a different side. Like, if it's on a different side of the house. But if it's on the same side. Again, you take in a boarder and he wants to be mishtatef v'priti, you tell him no. The din is you have to light your own, which is chashad. The maisa, it's very complicated, like I'm thinking. Because when you light out chashad, you don't make a bracha. A teretz is if you're not mishtatef v'priti, you'd have to make a bracha also. Once you're not mishtatef v'priti, you can make a bracha. But in the other case, let's say his wife's at home.
She's lying for him.
So I'm saying a guy goes to a hotel. A guy's traveling on Hanukkah. A guy's traveling on Hanukkah. His wife's lighting for him at home. So he only has to light as chashad. He has his own hotel room. He has to light al chashad. People see a guy. Hey, he's ignoring mitzvahs near Hanukkah. What's going on? That's a chashad. That's what we're talking about. So he has to light. Oh, but he can make a bracha because he could have in mind not to be yotzer with his wife's lighting. Because we said yesterday or 2 days ago that even if you're yotzer because they're lighting for you, your wife or spouse, and it's your house, but it's also an inyan that they're being motzi you. It's also an inyan they're being motzi you, so you can have in mind you're not yotzer. Okay, Baruch Hashem, let's clarify. So what would be the case when you have to light out chashad and you're in a hotel? Someone wants to say, I'm traveling on Hanukkah, I'm in a hotel. My wife's lighting for me at home, so the answer is, nowadays you have to light out chashad. But people don't light outside their chal. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, but If you're in a hotel, you don't.
Right.
You have to light Alt Kashan. That would be the Machayik. I want you lining out Kashad. Normally you don't make a bracha out Kashad, but here you'd have in mind. You don't want to be aged with your wife, so you would light, you would make a bracha.
Lighting in a window is considered lighting for inside or lighting for outside?
You know, it's we're living in a twilight zone here with these halachas. It's not so clear.
Like in
if you're lighting for the outside, why aren't you lighting by the Pesach of Yadua? If you assume that when you're in Gola, certainly not in Eretz Yisrael, even in America, it's called still a sakana. You can't light by the Pesach. Someone's going to come over and knock it over. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara gives you three options: by the Pesach, by the window, or on your table, which has a sakana. So the window is not clear. Bishlam of the tables, which has a sakana. But if you have a window, so l'chayra, that's niklal and the ikar takonos chazal. On the other hand, the ikar takonos chazal was the Pesach to the outside. So we sort of like twilight zone. We're doing it by the window, which is really part of the ikar takonos chazal. If it's below 20 amos. On the other hand, the Rambam keeps talking about idna shemadlikim b'fnim, idna shemadlikim b'fnim, idna shemadlikim b'fnim. The truth is, if you were there. There's another cheshbon, it's not in halach anywhere. The fact that most people travel nowadays by cars. You don't have so many pedestrians outside. You don't have so many people walking by looking to see the Neros. What do they see around? Anyway, so that's a big question mark nowadays. Did the mitzvah shift back? Like, what's that with the whole mitzvah? Did it ever shift? Did it shift back now in Eretz Yisrael? You can do what you want. So, Lamaisa, I think it's safe to say that most people in Eretz Yisrael light. I don't know. Most frum people in Eretz Yisrael who light the menorah, where do they light it? By a window, probably. It's not like it's hard to light outside. Most people light outside. They light outside by the Pesach, like the Ikka Takon.
But like in my house, the Rav, said to light in the window because our door is not facing the neighbor. It doesn't. Yeah, you wouldn't see it from the street.
You don't have a Pesach Pesuch Lishul Sarabim.
But we have a driveway.
So why didn't I tell you to light at the Pesach for your driveway? Do you have a place to light there? I don't know, is it safe there? Can you light at the Pesach for your driveway?
Well, there's the house and then the
place which opens to the sidewalk. Why didn't I tell you to light there?
That opens to the public sidewalk?
Yeah, you walk out to Rafoyim.
Right.
Where are you live? You live in Luz. So at some point you have a Pesach to Luz.
Right.
Why didn't I tell you to light at that Pesach?
I don't know, I asked her.
Why didn't I tell you to light at that Pesach?
People don't do that. No one. You asked me where do people light on the street, in my row of houses. Where do people normally light?
Yeah.
So most of them light in that window.
You have a window overlooking Luz?
Yeah.
Where could you light? You could set up a chair, like a small little chair. Would you? I don't know. A small little chair with a menorah in a box.
Menorah in a box.
With the Pesach. How old is your oldest son?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
He's six and a half.
What?
Six and a half.
Six and a half. So he lights his own menorah already.
Yeah.
Let him light outside this year. No,
he won't. No, he won't want. He'll want to do exactly what I do.
Why? What do you have? That's your driveway.
Yeah.
That's your
driveway. That's the public driveway for everyone. I mean, it's like an.
Oh, everyone like this. What? How many neighbors share that Pesach to lose?
I mean, it's nine houses
and one public driveway. And how do you walk on to lose?
Walk through the driveway down the step to lose.
So do you have a Pesach to lose? Do you have an entrance?
I have steps that go down.
Yeah. Steps that go down to lose.
Yeah, there's like a wall in between our driveway.
So where would you light? Where would you put the menorah?
You either put it on
steps.
Yeah, on that wall type thing. Or
on the wall. On the wall. Yeah. In a box.
In a box.
You would leave it there.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah. I wouldn't use a fancy menorah. I don't have a fancy menorah.
Yeah. So. Why am I hesitant? First of all, the Chazon Ish.
No one else lights outside.
No one lights outside. Why don't? Because we're American. So why don't you light at the entrance to Lourdes? Because you're not used to it. But now you have a son. Your son can light in the house or the window. You can light at the entrance to Luz. Why don't you light at the entrance to Luz? No. You can leave the menorah on top of the wall. Yeah, you can leave it on top of the wall.
Yeah. Does everyone want to come back?
No, there's nothing. If there's an entrance to Luz, why am I hesitant? Because there are some shittas that even nowadays, like, just the flow of traffic and the way people are, and, like, that's not the. On the other hand, that's where your menorah is facing anyway. Except, which room is it in? Which room of the house is it in?
The playroom, the side room.
So not the room that's used.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the dining room, it's not the living room.
You don't have a window.
Not from the...
See, I'm lucky in Yerushalayim. I have my main room is a window to the street also. I would suggest you light it here.
Light it outside.
Start lighting outside. Move up in the world. I don't know if it'll move up according to the Chazon Ish way, but we don't do like the Chazon Ish way. Boy, I'm being recorded with all this thinking. We don't do like the Chazon Ish. And some shittos hold the whole. It's not so posh. Like, there's no Chazal to say the mitzvah shifted, now it shifted back. There's no. It's very. It's not formal. There's no formal declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't you do the mitzvah? Because according to the Chazon Ish, it's not negeya. And this is your Pesach, that's Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, on the top of the steps. I mean, that's how you walk out. The Bnei L'Shus HaRabim walking by would see the menorah. You should do it. I don't know, you should. You could do it. Let your son light by the window. You have to go buy a box. What do you have to buy? You have to go buy one of these boxes and put it in the menorah. Yeah, light there. Why not? Why shouldn't you? Why am I hesitating? I don't know. If you're ready to do it, you should do it. I know, because Americans feel more that the presume nisus for the household, and they're gathered around and they look at the menorah and they see the menorah, and like you tell them to light outside, it's a mystical moment to them. Like they're missing all the experience. They light outside and then they go into the house, it's freezing. They're not going to stand outside and look at the menorah. It's like they're missing the whole experience of the menorah. But really, Medina de Gemara, the way we pass them, like you're supposed to do it on the Pesach Pesulach Lushus HaRabim. Could the Rishus Rabbin see to the door of your house?
No, because
But
I do have like the steps to my house. There's like a wall alongside my house, and then there's a wall on the other side.
That's not where the entrance is.
That's like the entrance way to my house, but it's not the door.
The doorway. Pesach means at the doorway. You could put it on top of the wall at the doorway. That's what we're talking about. I told you to get a small table, a small chair. So you said, what about putting it on the wall at the doorway?
I could do it with a small chair.
But we're on top of the stairs.
Next, right, yeah.
But then B'nai Rosh Hashanah could see it? Where are you going to put it?
Here. I mean, the bus stop right next to it.
Just put it on the wall. I think that's the best place. On the wall.
The Rav come by just to...
No, on the wall. You have an entrance to Luz with steps going down. Over there, at the top of the steps, there's a wall. And there's a break in the wall. That's where you walk through, where your steps are.
Why it's not just mine.
Good, so copyright. You're copyright. That's their problem. To light
which
there.
Side?
And your son should light in the window. Will he do it?
Yeah.
You light there.
Because my father will also light in the window. My father is here.
Your father, your father won't be able to handle it outside. That's for sure.
They should shut the sauce.